This is Roundabout Marion with Jeff Rue.
I always enjoy when I get a chance to talk to the mayor of Marion, Bill Collins. Bill, appreciate your time. A lot to go over since we last talked. July 21st is a day that you'll remember, isn't it?
July 21st will be a day that lives in infamy, that's for sure. That is the day that we received word back that the state auditor's office had decided that they would reject our second recovery plan, actually decided that it was probably best to put the city into fiscal emergency.
And I know this is something you originally kind of sent the second set of reports in back, I think, in April. So it really took a lot longer than you thought it would take to hear back.
It did take a lot longer, and for various different reasons, with people being on vacation or gone at the state and people maybe being gone here. But they also, during that entire time, they would send people from the state when they needed further documentation to review or to double check some of the stuff that we had in our recovery plan and some of the numbers. And I think they were trying to figure out exactly, you know, without our reconciliations being done, they are really, you know, the numbers that they put together were based off of numbers they had, not actual numbers. So, and by that I mean as our reconciliations and audits get done, which 22 audit should be done by the end of August, we'll have hard numbers from 22. Once 23 gets done, the reconciliations are done now, and they're heading to the auditor, and we hope to have that audit done by the end of October. Again, hard numbers for 23. So each year that we start getting hard numbers could raise or lower that deficit amount that they anticipate that we have and negative fund balances.
And you've really made a lot of progress in the last several months compared to what it used to be.
Absolutely. We have made more progress since early February of this year, shortly after our new auditor taking over taking over that position in the auditor's office. We have some new employees down there. We have made great strides with, like I said, getting 22 done. The audit will be done soon. 23 reconciliations are done. That audit will be done. 24 is underway currently as we speak with our third-party vendor that's doing the reconciliations there. And as soon as he's done with 24, he'll be given 25 to get done. It was, you know, that back, you hear people talk about Veritas, and Veritas did a lot of work on our books back during 22, 23 time period. And when they finished in 23, our auditor was supposed to take over the reconciliation starting in 24 and continuing forward to stay caught up, and none of that ever happened. So that's why we were behind again with getting all of those years done. And we've made more progress in that time since February than we made the prior 2 years before that.
What does fiscal emergency mean for the listeners? They want to know what that means.
So really, fiscal emergency means for the city of Marion is that the state auditor's office, we were deficient in a few areas, mainly in our case, reconciliation and audits not being completed. So not having a good bank-to-book balance for several years can alone put you in fiscal emergency. And that is what put us in fiscal emergency. It's not necessarily you know, that we don't have revenue to cover our expenses, but our practices, our financial practices, were not being documented sufficiently for the state, and we knew that, and we were you know, in the process of fixing that, and with the new auditor coming in and the staff that we have there now. Now, there's been a lot of training going on to make sure that we're being fiscally responsible and have a generally recognized accounting practices and policies down there, which they didn't have before. The state will also, like I said, nobody wants to say that being in fiscal emergency is a good thing. It's not a good thing to get in fiscal emergency, but in our case, it's going to be a beneficial thing in that we are going to get a lot of resources from the state to help the people in our auditor's office get to the point where they need to be to be that fiscally sound department where they are following generally accepted accounting practices and procedures and are staying caught up and staying caught up on our bill paying and our retirement paying and getting all of that to where it runs like a well-oiled machine. There's some work to do down there in that field, and having the state, you know, there's really nobody here to teach those people that. So having the state here to help us and help teach the employees down there how they should be doing things is instrumental in moving us forward.
I know you get a couple of years of assistance from the auditor's office, and you know that you really look at that as a plus.
Absolutely. We'll have 2 years, no cost to the city. Services from not only the state auditor's office, but any office they deem necessary to help us get where we need to be. So it could be the Department of Budget and Management. It could be anybody else from the state, whether it's some of their accounting people that they feel like we would benefit from. They're going to help provide those services to get us where we need to be. And in the meantime, we're going to continue our backlog reconciliations and getting those done and up to current so we can have actual hard numbers to look at to see where we're actually at instead of trying to guess, you know, where the city's at this point in time.
Yeah, and just because Marion's in physical emergency, that doesn't mean that hasn't happened in a number of other communities. You were telling me Galleon, Mansfield, you know, I don't want to say it's not that unusual, but it does happen on a fairly frequent basis.
It does happen throughout the state every year, and, you know, some people get out of fiscal emergency within a year or two, and others they're still in fiscal emergency after 20 years. So we're certainly not going to be on the end of 20 years. No. I would like to see us get out of this within a year or two and have a great plan in place to be able to do that.
And people think physical emergency, that means, you know, you're not going to have money to pay your employees on Friday. And that's not the case at all.
It is not. And that was one of the things I wanted people to know right away was that when this came out, I met with all of our employees, all of our supervisors, the team leaders, people that are in positions of responsibility to make sure they knew that they could go back and tell their people, look, just because we went in fiscal emergency doesn't mean we're laying off 20 people tomorrow. We saw this coming. I saw this coming. We knew that, you know, things weren't good and there was a possibility that this could happen. So over the last couple of years, we have let our numbers in police and fire and other areas drop and have not replaced people. But we did that for a reason, and people weren't happy that we were doing that, but I don't think they saw the writing on the wall like we did. So once this happened, it was easier for us to explain, look, this is why we haven't been replacing people, because we didn't want to have to end up laying people off. So our personnel costs have went down dramatically over the last couple of years. And I think that will keep us from having to face a big layoff situation for anybody.
You were quoted as saying, improving efficiency, increasing accountability, and building a strong financial foundation for the future. I think that very well sums it up.
That absolutely sums up what we need to happen, not just in our auditor's office, but citywide. And 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when we started looking at people's budgets and said, look, you know, you got to come in about where you were at last year. And we looked at all kinds of things. You know, a lot of departments were using different HVAC companies, and we reduced that all to one company to try to bring down cost. We did that in a lot of different areas. We had people check the contracts they had, the professional services that they were paying for, and where we could consolidate, we did. We also consolidated some upper level management positions. You know, we don't have a city engineer right now because we're really not doing too many projects where we needed a city engineer. So it just made sense not to have that position at this point. We had some directors that left over the last year or so, and we bumped up people from assistant director to director, but we didn't replace the assistant director position. So everybody in this city, whether it's police, fire, street, sanitation, wastewater, the city admin, we combined safety service director into one position. We are all doing more with less, and it's going to be the norm for a while that we're doing more with less, and everybody's got a lot more on their plate than they used to have, but we have to get through that.
And kind of as we talk here, you're kind of in the process of putting together a committee, and I don't necessarily mean you, but the state is putting together a committee of different people to kind of help through this process.
Right. So the state is putting together a commission, and this financial and planning commission, the financial planning and supervision commission that is put together is made up of a representative from the state auditor's office, from the Department of Budget Management's office, a governor appointee, an appointee from myself, an appointee from president of council, an appointee from the Marion County auditor. So I think there's like seven members on this commission, and this commission's job will be to generally oversee our financial progress, our policies, how we're conducting business. I don't think the average citizen will see any type of difference in their day-to-day services. They kind of leave the day-to-day running of the city to us. Some of the major financial decisions that would be made, like our 2027 budget or any big expenditure items, would have to be approved by this commission.
You answered a lot of questions. I appreciate your time. It's not necessarily a death knell for the city of Marion, though. It's kind of a setback, but with everything that you know now compared to what you knew a few months ago, Marion is really on the way to coming back strongly,
it is,
I think.
It is no longer the unknown.
Yeah.
I will tell you that this auditor's office up here now and everybody else on the third floor, we see each other daily. Often many times a day, and we are all working as a team to work through this, in addition to our help from the state and the people that are helping us there. We all have input, we all have ideas, and we're working together to get us to the other side.
Bill, you summarized it very well. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Jeff.
Mayor of Marion, Bill Collins, thank you so much.